Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Don't limit God. That's the message that Andrew Womack is going to share today on this edition of the Strang Report. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Strang. You're going to want to stay tuned to hear one of the most incredible messages I've heard in a long, long time from Andrew Womack of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Evangelical Christian Credit Union. What you believe matters, and what you value matters, so where you bank should matter too. At ECCU, every dollar you spend or save is supporting ministry, like loans to churches and banking services for missionaries. Ask yourself, what does your current bank do with your money? If you don't know the answer, or you don't like the answer, it might be time for a change. Visit www.eccu.org to see ECCU's competitive checking, savings, credit cards, and auto loans. That's eccu.org. Or call 1-800-634-ECCU to learn more about how your money can build ministry.
Welcome back and welcome to you. And thank you for taking a few minutes to share your insight on not limiting God and how imagination is the key.
Well, this started with God speaking to me January the 31st, 2002, that I was limiting him by my small thinking. And Steve, up until that time, I thought I was really reaching out. But boy, God just showed me a number of things. I was lazy. I was content where I was. I didn't want the effort of believing bigger and doing all of these kind of things. And the number one thing was I really thought that if I started reaching many more people and the ministry increased, that it might take away from my relationship with the Lord. And so because of these reasons, I wouldn't let myself imagine me doing what I knew God told me to do. The Lord had already told me I'd have a ministry that would reach all around the world, and I believed it. If you would have asked me, I would have told you about it, but I wasn't dreaming about it. I wasn't allowing myself to go there because it just wasn't time.
What's happened since this revelation?
Well, when the Lord spoke to me, we had about 24 employees. Now we have over 500 employees worldwide, and we have 70 schools located all over the world. We're building a major Bible college campus in Woodland Park. Our ministry, at that time, it was about $2 million a year income, and now we have to have a minimum of $3.5 million a month to be able to just continue to function, and we need much more than that. And so there has been growth in every area, and of course, the bottom line is people's lives being touched. There's people being impacted because I'm dreaming bigger.
Most of the people who hear this are not in the ministry. They don't have donors. They're not on television. Yet, they need to dream big.
Absolutely.
So tell me how, tell them how.
Well, God's a big God, and I don't believe that you can ever overwhelm God. Like, I don't believe he's in heaven saying, no, don't dream so big. I can't pull this off. I believe God's plans for every single one of us are bigger than what any of us have ever dreamed. And the Lord is encouraging us. It doesn't matter if it's with just your family. What are your dreams for your family and your children and your job that you have and things like this? Being involved in your church and in your community. We've started a practical government school that David Barton has, the one that set the curriculum for, and he's running it. And we are challenging moms and dads, mothers, to get out and get involved in their communities and in their city governments and start making a difference. And Steve, I believe that every single person listening to this has something that God has for them that's more than what they're dreaming. And without realizing it, we limit God by our small thinking. God wants us to dream big.
What are some of the scriptures that have helped you understand this?
Psalm 78:41 is the main one that God spoke to me through, and it says, yea, in their hearts they turned back to Egypt, and they limited the Holy One of God. You know, there's some people that think, well, God's will just comes to pass, and whatever's happening in my life, this is fate, it's sovereign, and it just happens. But that shows you that he did not will for the children of Israel to spend 40 years in the wilderness. They did that through listening to the 10 spies instead of the 2 spies who were speaking positive things. And likewise, Steve, I believe that every person listening to this limits God because this world is believing the worst case scenario. They aren't optimistic. They're always fearful that the bottom's going to fall out, and they don't like to take risk. But serving God is risky, and you're going to have to stretch your neck out if you ever want to get anywhere.
When I heard you talk about this, you mentioned meditation, which scares some sincere Christians who think of Eastern religion. Explain what I heard you say before.
Well, the scripture talks a lot about meditation. We have to meditate in the law of the Lord day and night. For instance, in Psalms 1:2, it says, His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. That Hebrew word that was used right there is the exact same Hebrew word that was used in the next chapter, chapter 2, verse 1, where it says, Why do the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing? Meditation and imagination are linked. You can't meditate on something if you can't see it on the inside. Your imagination is just your ability to picture something with your heart that you can't see with your eyes. And so you have to take the truths of God's Word and meditate on them. Think about it until you can see it. Like, for instance, I had a testimony about a woman who was nearly blind, a pastor's wife, and a healing evangelist came to their church. And she tried to avoid him because she'd been disappointed so many times, she didn't want to be disappointed again. But finally, the healing evangelist cornered her and said, I am going to pray for you. So he prayed for her, made her take her glasses off. She was legally blind without her glasses. And he says, Now, can you see? So she started to open her eyes. And he said, Shut your eyes. So she shut her eyes real quick and wondering what he was doing. And he says, Now, can you see? So she started to open her eyes again. And he says, Shut your eyes. And the third time he says, Now, can you see? And she started to open her eyes. And he says, I'm not telling you to open your eyes. You got to see yourself seeing before you can see. So she kept her eyes closed, prayed in tongues a little bit. And she says, I've got it. I can see myself seeing. And he says, Now, open your eyes. And she opened her eyes and she could see. And I think that this is what people miss. They're praying for something, like say they're praying for prosperity, but they see themselves poor. They're praying for healing, but they see themselves sick. And you've got to see it on the inside before you see it on the outside. That's all meditation is. That's all your imagination is your ability to picture something with your heart that you can't see with your eyes. And this is why so many people don't ever see the physical manifestation. They're praying for the right thing, but they've never let it just become a part of their imagination. They've never seen it with their heart.
Well, thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.